Today you are going to meet your spirit guides. Who are these spirit guides, you stop and wonder? They are entities who live on what we call the other side. Your spirit guides can be another aspect of your soul having an experience in another realm. Some people feel that they are entities who have been with you in another lifetime. When we think about our spirit guides, mostly we are thinking about someone who is here to help us, heal us, guide us on a spiritual journey. If you are listening to this recording, there is some awareness in your soul that you do have spirit guides. Most people have 4 to 5 spirit guides, usually one being the most significant spirit guide, the one that you speak to, the one that you would like to meet today. Spirit guides come by many different names, and how they affect your life will vary at different aspects of your spiritual development. You may have a spirit guide who comes to you when you're doing creative projects, such as creative writing, creative art, your music. In these times, spirit guides actually have the ability to come within your body and help you and guide you. Sometimes they just come to you in your thoughts. You hear them, you listen to your messages that perhaps you feel come from your little voice, but yet you know that this is an entity who is other than your own self. Thoughts that are other than your own thoughts. Someone who is showing you the way. Someone who is going to help you. We live in a reality where people are working with their issues and healing their issues. And in so doing, we always look to higher entities, to higher parts of ourself, to find answers that we cannot find in the physical plane. Let us begin now with our spirit guides. Assuming you have 5 spirit guides, you might stop and wonder, are they male? Are they female? We were going to shortly take a little journey to discover more about each of our spirit guides. There is no hard and fast rule that says you must communicate with all of them, that you must meet all of them at the same time. The average person generally connects with one spirit guide. That spirit guide's name may be given to you in symbols, a name that you do not recognize, but you can ask to have something put into focus that is more in the form of a name that you can connect with. Just as people think about Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael goes through many identities. He is known by many names. There are vast numbers of experiences that your spirit guides are having. They are not necessarily just your own guides. A spirit guide may be with you or may be acting as a spirit guide with somebody else. That somebody else may be another aspect of your soul having a physical experience. Therefore, your spirit guide is talking to you in 2 different places at 2 different times. Spirit guides and you meet very often in dream time. You sleep at night, you process information. A spirit guide will be with you in this higher frequency, working through the details of who you are, what you're about, and what your current learning lessons are. You may wake up in the morning to discover, I work through my issues in my dreams and I know exactly what I'm supposed to do on any given topic, such as a romantic relationship, a job change, dealing with friendships, dealing with family, and in general dealing with issues. A spirit guide is an entity also who likes to connect with you most easily when you're relaxed and at peace. This reflects the time before you go to sleep and that time when you're just waking up and you're just not quite in full physical consciousness. Spirit guides also like to connect when you're in the bath, anything having to do with water, in the shower. You hear their thoughts more clearly because it's the flow of what is called the collective unconscious, where all is created, all is processed, and all is determined in your lifetime and in reality in general. Some spirit guides bring synchronicities. Now, the word synchronicity has become very popular. A synchronicity is something that you and your guide will create so that an event will manifest to make a point for you, to bring a message to you. This may be positive or it may be negative. Spirit guide, in that case, is there to help you determine which lessons you are to deal with at a given time. When you are in balance, your spirit guide most naturally will bring balanced lessons for you in terms of friendships, relationships, career, and so forth. At that particular time, your spirit guide will be telling you, perhaps you should go to school now. Your spirit guide knows that you going back to school and make your proper choices will lead to greater career and a more abundant life. Some people feel that their spirit guides guide them in the wrong direction, bringing them messages, confusing messages in their mind. That is not the case. The personality of a spirit guide is often very humorous and very funny. And if you feel that the entity that is your spirit guide is creating negative experiences, negative messages, confusing you, it is because your own emotional state is dysfunctional and you probably need to consult somebody professional, because the spirit guide will guide you in a positive way. Spirit guides come to you at different points in your life. Some of them are there from the time of birth. Some of them actually guide your soul into your body for that final moment of birth when you take your first breath. They are there with you. There is generally one spirit guide, the one you talk to the most, the one you count on the most, the one you hear in that moment of emergency telling you exactly what to do when you trust that spirit. That spirit guide is there from the beginning and generally spends a lifetime with you. You may be aware of the spirit guide by name or just an entity that is there with you and for you for a given period of time. There is no set time that you must spend with a spirit guide. You can meditate with them. You can talk to them frequently during the day, or days or weeks may go by where you don't even connect with your spirit guide. Just knowing, nonetheless, that that person, that entity, that soul, is always with you. Spirit guides sometimes present themselves as a tiny little flicker of light that you may see in your peripheral vision. You look up, you see that little tiny spark, and you go, ah, that's my spirit guide between dimensions. Now I understand. Spirit guides may also do things to make you aware that they're there, usually in the form of a synchronicity. Spirit guides are not like ghosts and other apparitions. They don't throw things around a room, drop pictures, or do any of the hokey stuff that we connect with ghosts or those who have crossed over, who simply want to make the point that they are fine on the other side. A spirit guide doesn't need to do that. A spirit guide, especially your main spirit guide, will sit in waiting and wait till the moment that you are in recognition that they are there. Your spirit guide may be a male or a female. A spirit guide may be considered by you to have an alien connotation to them. They may be more angelic to you. They may simply be just energy, pure light energy. A spirit guide comforts and loves you, and generally at the time of your crossing over, a spirit guide will take you from your body and lead you back into the light. There are many, many things you can learn from your spirit guides, for they are in truth your helpers, your healers, your teachers. One of the fun things I like to do with my spirit guide is steaming up a mirror. Suppose you have just come out of a shower and the room is all steamy. Take a look at the bathroom mirror. Ask your spirit guide, say, please give me a message so I can see something more tangible. You look over at the mirror and you should be able to see something manifesting, not in the terms of it being written as you write a word or draw an archetype, but it will all come out all at one time because spirit brings messages all at once. These messages are very often in the form of archetypes, meaning you have to begin to understand when you see these visually what they mean and how they can be interpreted. For example, if you are meditating and you see the image of a baby, are you to suspect your spirit guide is telling you you're going to have a child? One must learn at that point all of the messages, all of the symbology of the infant archetype. And in that case, it could mean a new project, a new person, perhaps a new child coming in, but that does not mean that that child is your baby. That child can be the baby of somebody else. In truth, it takes practice to understand and connect and make a very strong dynamic between you and your spirit guide. Always remember that the more balanced you are, the more positive your connection with the other side is going to be. Because if you've healed your issues, if you've come into balance, if you've come into awakening, you will so easily be able to connect with spirit guides from the other side. Now, some people have asked me, can my parent or dearly beloved who has crossed over become my spirit guide? Generally, this is not the case. A spirit guide is someone who stays with you for long periods of time, whereas someone who has crossed over will stay around for an indefinite period of time, perhaps going into the light for their own spiritual evolvement, or perhaps coming to visit you just to let you know that they're okay or to guide you through a difficult situation. This whole subject of ghosts and ghostly manifestations is another topic that is really not linked to spirit guides, so please do not confuse the two. Your spirit guide is there. Some people like to connect with their spirit guide through something called automatic writing or art, where they just sit down at their computer or with paper and pen, and they just begin to write the thoughts that come into their mind. Thoughts that may seem disjointed, without grammar, without punctuation, without proper spelling, and yet not from the person. Remember something, to connect in balance with art or music or writing with a spirit guide goes to your emotional state. Spirit guides also are here to take you on spiritual journeys. When you go on these journeys in meditation, a spirit will take you where you need to go. When you are guided to a specific area of the planet, very often your spirit guide will send you to that particular place, such as the Great Pyramids of Egypt, so that you can have the experience of being in the energy of that which this particular PowerPoint, they're called PowerPoints, can provide. There are many, many entities on the other side, spirit guides just being a few. You have to learn to discern your spirit guide's thoughts, his imagery or her imagery, and how they relate to you, thus creating a dynamic so that you and your spirit guide can communicate readily, just as you would with any other friend or relative or person in your life. Once developing this spirit guide-human connection, the world is your oyster. You can do psychic things. You can read people. You can talk to their spirit guides. You can help with healing, because healing is very often channeled. You can learn how to use the connection and the abilities between you and your spirit guide to further your spiritual quest. For in truth, that is why you are here now. That is why we are all here now. We are here to connect with who we are on the other side, in the fastest way, in the clearest way available to us at this time. Within your soul, you are feeling great change for the human experiment. You are feeling great change for physical planet Earth, an entity in and of herself. The planet is going through changes that will not necessarily be reversible. Your consciousness is flowing all the time with new information brought in by the grids of our reality and through your spirit guides. The information does not stop processing because you're here in your physical body and you're no longer in meditation and dream time. There is a part of your consciousness that is with your spirit guides that is accessing all of this information. And through that, you are learning how to move through time, how to deal with spirit, and how you are going to evolve in the evolution of consciousness. Now I would like you to relax and find a place that is peaceful and comfortable. Sit down or lie down. Find a position that is comfortable for you. For now, we are going to make several journeys to meet your spirit guides. Get comfortable. Clear your mind of the chatter. Turn off any noises, cell phones, and other equipment that might interfere with the voyage you are going to take now to meet your spirit guide. Relax. Take a slow, deep breath, breathing in through your nose. Hold the breath as it's comfortable. Then slowly release through your mouth. Breathe evenly and deeply. Again, breathe in through your nose. Hold the breath and now release through your mouth. Once more, feeling at ease, your head relaxing, your shoulders relaxing, your torso relaxing, your arms relaxing. Feel at peace and receptive. As you lay there, I want you to envision yourself walking through a beautiful meadow. The sun above is warm. It feels warm and embraces you with its energies. Off to the side, there's water, perhaps a lake or a brook. It babbles quietly. It draws you to it. You walk towards the water, slowly and carefully. And as you do, coming through towards you from the water is an entity. You walk towards each other and you meet on the shore. Look at the entity. Connect your energies in the sense of a knowing, a smile, a warmth of recognition. This entity today is your spirit guide. He or she has come here now to take you on a special, sacred journey. When you begin the journey, your spirit guide is going to give you their name so that you can walk together and talk together. The spirit guide will then take you on a journey and show you something that will help guide your spiritual quest at this time. Please relax and enjoy this journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.